A summary of the laws of Pesach, the laws of kashering, part 3. In this lesson, we will review various items and appliances and how they are to be kashered. Forks and spoons are kashered through Hagala, if they are made of kasherable materials such as silver or stainless steel. Knives, it is a mitzvah namufcher for all those which have the capability of doing so to buy new knives for Pesach. However, from the letter of the law, one can kasher knives through doing Hagala, by first sharpening the blade of the knife beforehand to remove any rust, and then dipping it in boiling water, as done in Haggadah. However, this only applies if there are no crevices between the blade and its handle in which chametz can find its way inside, in which case Haggadah would not help. Cups are to be kashered through Haggadah, with exception to glass cups according to Ashkenazi custom. A waterer, known as a kumkum, is very difficult to kasher, and therefore one should simply buy a new one for Pesach. This applies even if it was only used for water throughout the entire year. The stove. The stove contains various parts which need to be kashered in the following way. The grates need to have Liban Chamer performed onto them. If one cannot do so, then one is to clean it very well and wrap the grates in thick aluminum that will last throughout Pesach. The burners. The burners are to be cleaned using toothpicks or needles to remove any dirt or food from within the gas holes of the burner. Afterwards, one should turn on the fire for some time to accomplish Libun Kal. The stovetop surface is to be cleaned very well, and one is to then do Irikli Rishon onto it. If the surface is made of non-kosherable materials such as enamel, then it must be covered with aluminum. The knobs are to be cleaned well and then either replaced or have them covered. Kashering an electric plate known as a Shabbos Plata. So if possible, the best thing is to purchase a new one and not bother with kashering it. In a time of need, however, one may kasher it in the following manner. One is to clean it very well, including the cord and its sides and bottom areas, and after 24 hours from its last use, one is to then turn the hot plate on to its hottest setting for some time and then pour boiling water over it, thus accomplishing Haggadah with Irikli Rishon and Evan Melubin. One is then to cover the hot plate with a thick piece of tin foil, making sure that there is no safety hazard involved in doing so with this type of electric plate. Kashering an oven. From the letter of the law, an oven requires Liban Chomer, which can be accomplished through a blowtorch or through a self-cleaning cycle which has the oven reach 900 degrees Fahrenheit. If one does not have a blowtorch or self-clean oven, then it really is not kasherable, and was thus not to use it for Pesach or buy a Pesach oven as an alternative. Nonetheless, in a time of need, there is upon what to rely if one kashers his oven in the following way. One cleans it out very well using a chametz-killing agent, such as bleach or oven stain remover. You then wait 24 hours prior to kashering, and you turn the oven on for a period of at least 1 hour to the highest temperature. After the kashering process is complete, one should then cover the walls and floor with aluminum foil. As we stated, those who have a self-cleaning oven in which the temperature reaches above 900 degrees Fahrenheit, it is equivalent to Liban Chomer, and that's all they have to do is simply put it through a self-clean cycle. What's known as a continuous cleaning cycle does not reach this temperature and does not fulfill the requirement of Liban Chomer. How to kasher counters and tables. So all counters and tables which one is accustomed to put hot chametz pots directly on top of should be kashered through Irikli Rishon and Evan Melubin. This can be accomplished by pouring boiling water onto the counter using a kumkum while it is still on and boiling, or alternatively through pouring boiling water and using a hot iron to then pass through the surface and cause the water to boil. A table, which is always used with the tablecloth and never has a hot chametz pot directly placed on top of it, does not need to be kashered at all. Either way, whether it needs to be kosher or does not need to be kosher, the custom is to always cover it with tinfoil or PVC and the like, whether it be a table or a counter, even if it was kosher. Although from the letter of the law, if it was kosher, then it doesn't need to be covered, and if it was covered, then it doesn't need to be kosher. Nonetheless, we do both. Tablecloths. It's best to buy new tablecloths for Pesach. Nevertheless, from the letter of the law, one can technically kasher a tablecloth that he uses during the year through simply washing it in the washing machine using hot water and laundry detergent. The fridge. The fridge is kashered through cleaning it with cold water and soap or bleach and the like. One must take special care to wash well the elastic area from the chametz crumbs. That's referring to the area that's surrounds the door of the fridge for insulation. A suggested form of cleaning is to use Q-tips that is dipped in bleach. One should remember to perform bedikas chametz to his fridge at night prior to entering Pesach foods into it and prior to covering its shelves. As we mentioned, even though once it's been kashered and clean, it doesn't need to be covered, the custom is to anyways, in addition, also cover the shelves of the fridge. One is to remember to clean the electric cord of the fridge that enters into the outlet. And of course, clean the outside of the fridge, the door, the handle, etc., which are touched all the time with chametz hands. Kashering the sink. Whether or not a sink can be kashered depends on its material. If it's made of stainless steel, in which it can be kashered through pouring boiling water over it, or if it's made of porcelain or enamel, in which it cannot be kashered. Nevertheless, whether it can or cannot be kashered, one should always do iri klirishin on the sink, and if it's not kasherable, then one is to insert into it a sink insert which will be used throughout Pesach. It is advised never to use water that is over yatzei lettuce, 110 Fahrenheit, on Pesach in a sink that's not kasherable, due to different kashrus issues that it can bring up. Thus, one should not turn on the hot water to the point of yatzei lettuce, and is likewise not to pour hot water into the sink. Thus, if, for example, you boiled eggs, wait for the eggs to cool off or add cold water to the pot before you pour the boiling water down the sink. This applies even if a sink insert is inside. If, however, the sink was koshered, such as it's made of stainless steel, then this is not an issue. The spout. The custom is to clean and wash the spouts of the sink, as throughout the year they have been used with hands that are dirty from chametz. One is then to pour boiling water over the spout and leave it open with the hot water running. This is all as an extra hiddur and is not required from the letter of the law. The knobs are to be washed and cleaned. The drain should have boiling water poured through it. In addition, one should add to it bleach or Drano through the drain in order to cleanse any chametz that's inside. The metal strainer that sits in the drain can be kashered through iri klirishin. Kashering in microwave. It is best not to kasher a microwave for Pesach and simply to purchase a one for the sake of Pesach. If this is not possible and one needs to use the microwave, then some place can rule that it can be kashered through first cleaning it very well, not using it for 24 hours, and then have water with bleach placed in it and heat it for about 10 to 20 minutes until it steams out. Teeth, fillings, and braces. Natural teeth without fillings do not need to be kashered, as they are not considered to absorb any chametz. Nonetheless, the custom is, before Seisman Achilas Chametz, for one to brush his teeth well and get rid of any chametz crumbs that remains from the fruit he ate. Those who have fillings, and certainly those who have fake teeth, are accustomed to swish in their mouths hot water from a kli sheni, obviously not too hot of a temperature that will cause him a burn or pain, nonetheless hot enough that it is common that he would drink it, in order to, so to say, kosher it in the same way that it was used. Nonetheless, from the letter of the law, there's much room to be lenient and say that even fillings and fake teeth do not need to be kashered at all. Though practically, the custom is to be stringent, as we stated. Simply to clean the teeth before the end of the fifth hour of the day in Erev Pesach, Seisman Achilas Chametz, and swish them with water, hot water from a kli sheni. Regarding braces, this is a little bit more complex, being that it's very common for chametz to get stuck in between, and it is difficult to clean. If possible, it's best to have them removed by a dentist, cleaned, and koshered. However, being that this is very difficult to accomplish, most simply suffice with cleaning them to the best of their ability and following the order we mentioned above of sprinkling hot water in their mouth in order to cleanse it and kosher it. Dentures, which are removable teeth, are to be removed, cleaned, and koshered. You clean them to the best of your ability and put them in boiling water or the hottest temperature water that will not cause them any damage. Emir Tashem, in the coming and final lesson on kashering, we will discuss the proper way of how to do Hagala.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at www.shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.